Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Joining me to discuss the litany of strange accusations that are coming out of the Brian Koberger camp is retired FBI Special Agent Robin Dreek, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, and also Hidden Killers contributor. There's been a lot. The accusations of the knife sheath was planted, the DNA was planted. Oh, the grand jury procedure wasn't quite dot your I, cross your T. At least we're going to say that out loud. And he was someplace else. We can't tell you where, but he was someplace. It's just, it's a lot of grandstanding, it seems like, with not a whole lot of evidence behind any of the statements that have been being made out of that camp. Robin, what's your take?
Gosh, you know, you don't know. That defense attorney is really good at pulling these things out of the air.
Yeah.
I think we're fine. It'll be great when things are finally unsealed and the gag order's off so we can actually see what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm still on the side of, you know, the defense attorney's grasping everything she can. I think she's doing a fantastic, she's doing her job as best as she can.
Yep.
For all these seeds of doubt, because there is a gag order. So this is what she's trying to do, I think, for the jury portion of this. But there are so many great online sleuths that follow these cases so intricately with all these different possibilities and conspiracies out there. I would really think if it wasn't him, or there's even a possibility of an alibi, a legitimate alibi or anything else out there, would point the finger at anyone or anything else other than him, we'd hear about it. That's just my take on this, is that she's just grasping because that's what she's getting paid to do.
Are these claims going to come back to bite them at some point? Is a jury going to look at some of these claims that are being made right now once this thing gets underway and go, well, why were you making those statements? Like, does it hurt credibility? If someone goes out, it's like crying wolf, essentially. You state this, state that, and it goes beyond just you're standing up for your client or you're arguing. You're just lying, if in fact they are.
You know, you would think it would. I mean, so when you take the first glance at it, you're like, oh man, obviously that's, well, from our context of what we know now, obviously that's not true. It's going to kill their credibility. But let's throw that power of context in here. You know, when you assess the individuals that are saying this, so let's assess the defense attorney that, you know, is putting these things out here. Here's a very experienced defense attorney, has done this a lot, knows juries well, and most likely, guaranteed, is not putting flippant responses out there or ideas out there that will intentionally bite them in the butt if they think it'll hurt their credibility. So I always err on the side of it was very thoughtful. It was always intentional. Now, granted, people make mistakes along the way.
Sure.
But I give a lot of credence to the fact that they did it. They had a lot of intention behind it. I don't think it was flippant. I think she's got a lot of reps in what she does, which makes her a master of defense, mm-hmm. you know, comparatively.
Sure.
And so I think it was really intentional. We aren't going to know what that intention is unless she ever shares it with everyone. But I would think that, yes, it would hurt credibility. But I think she knows that. So I'm curious as to why.
It seems that there's this game being played in the public sphere with the evidence that the public is aware of. We have to remember there's a gag order in place on this. There's been a lot more discovery done. There's been a lot more shared between the defense and the prosecution, assumedly that there has been, but they're arguing what we're already aware of out there. I've been on the sideline thinking there's probably a treasure trove of things that we have no idea even exist that will be argued here in court. Is that accurate, or are they, what we know is what they know as far as what's out there on Koberger? My assumption would be that there's more DNA and there's more things behind the scenes that we'll find out once this thing gets underway.
I totally agree with you, Tony. I think there's a lot more there than we know, just like in most of these cases, just like in the Rex case as well.
Yeah.
And I think she's doing a great job of using a gag order to her advantage. You know, if the gag order is on, she can talk about what's already out there and sow seeds of distrust because she's got nothing else to work with now.
Yeah.
And so I think she's literally using the gag order the best she can to her advantage until the gag order is off. I thought the other thing I thought was really interesting, which is telling, is that the prosecution wanted to know about the alibi.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? What alibi? You know, that basically that's what they're saying, that they're trying to get her to release was the alibi information, which shows that they're completely unaware of an alibi. In other words, in all of their investigation, again, this is layman's terms for me, in all their investigation, they didn't come up with anything that said there's an alibi or any doubt in their mind of where he was. So they want to know what she knows that they don't know. I'm hard pressed to think she knows anything they don't know. So that, I think that was a very telling thing right there as well. Again, this is just my novice look at it, but I thought that was interesting.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.